But Josh, in terms of combating violence, let me try that again. In terms of combating violent extremism,
it's countering violent extremism.
Okay,
but
countering. Mm-hmm. So do we? Well, I assume we want to combat it too.
But we do.
So in terms of countering violent extremism, isn't the FBI director the head of the agency that is on the front line of doing exactly that? So you're having a summit, a 3-day meeting on countering violent extremism, and you don't invite the lead official in charge of countering violent extremism.
That's right. We just invited his boss.
But okay. And then, so you invite the attorney general, you don't have the FBI director, but you did have the head of the Russian security service there. How does that look?
Hopefully he was listening carefully when the president was talking about the importance of governments respecting and protecting basic universal human rights.
But you don't think that sends a strange message to have the head of the Russian FSB, the successor to the KGB, at this meeting and not the FBI director?
Well, to be clear about the Russian official who attended, the United States issued an invitation to the country, and Russia, in this case, made the decision about which official from their government would represent them. So it wasn't as if there was an invitation that was sent specifically to this official. This is the official that the Russian government chose to represent them at the summit.
Was there any hesitation of having that official there from Russia, given that he is on the European Union's sanctions list related to the Russian invasion of Ukraine?
Not that I'm aware of.